And there was an old man living on the place with him. Said, he looked at that plan I drew. He said, well, anybody can build a house with that. I can build that house. Fred got that planned out there so anybody could build it. And he said, well, if you can build it, let's go to work on it. And they went to work and they built that house so I could get out there. And he moved back on the farm. He was living in a house down on another little farm right at the end of his.
Mm-hmm.
It was a vacant house, and he just went in when his burned down.
Yes, sir.
He stayed there till he could build him one.
Did you have any sort of room in the house where you keep a bunch of old stuff left over?
Yeah, in that little side room. She kept a lot of stuff hid back in that thing.
A lot of what? A lot of?
Old clothes and things. Should have been burned up, you know. If she wouldn't throw them away, we'd keep them.
What did you call that stuff? Just
we didn't call it anything. It was just rubbish. It wasn't worth much.
Is that where you hang your clothes?
Now, can you tell me about some of the things that you had that you, as one of the six boys, some of the chores, some of the things y'all had to do every day on the farm?
Oh. We didn't have any specific way of doing anything. It was just whichever one got there first did.
What about in the fall? Did you have to do?
Oh, we'd pick cotton.
Yeah.
Get up hay in the summertime and put it in the barn for stock.
Tell me about how you cut hay and that sort of thing. How would you?
I had a 2-mule. Mowing machine.
Uh-huh.
Go just hook 2 mules to it and get up on it, had a seat on it, and ride it. And you had a way of throwing it in and out of gear. And you let that blade down, throw it in gear. Start them up and just cutting that hay off.
Did you have to get the hay up?
Yeah. We'd cut it down today and let it lay there tomorrow and cure, and the next day we'd rake it up, and then we'd go to hauling it into the barn.
When you raked it up first in the field, what would you rake it into?
Just rake it up in windrows, and then just drive the wagon along with that windrow and take a pick to it and throw it in the wagon.
Where would you put the hay in the,
We had a regular hay barn down there.
I see. Was that up over the barn?
No, it was a different barn.
Oh, yeah. Martha.
We had a big barn, log barn.
Yes, sir.
Made it out there and a shed on each side of it. We could use a stable over here on this side and just an open shed there. We kept that Marty T under.
Uh-huh.
We'd fill it full of hay. It'd hold a lot of hay. Had a door in it, but had to go up and go through the gable to get on top of that hay when you got it full, so you could throw some out to feed the stock.
What was the gable now? That was...
That's the gable.
Now, when you had you talking about the roof, did you ever catch water coming off the roof? How would you catch it?
Just lay a set a barrel out there and put a board in it. And it would run off that board in the barrel. Mark cut wash water that.